So after the kidney transplant then, this is 3 years ago, because you celebrate your third anniversary on the programme, which is on tomorrow night, My Yellow Brick Road. You see, you've got to mention them there again. So then your recovery, and it's about getting your life back together.
Yeah.
So what were the challenges for you?
Coming back out of the kidney.
Yeah.
I felt like a challenge was getting back to work, for instance. Right? And it's not just because I got a kidney transplant, because kidney transplant is great. I felt like I put up borders because of my disability with my arms and stuff, and then my feet. I wouldn't like to be on my feet full time, all the time, every day, because I can't come on crutches. If that never happens to me, feet, I have to think of long term. So I just felt like I was in a bit of a rut.
Yeah,
you know,
and you're living at home with your parents.
Yeah, and then the big gap in my CV as well from being on dialysis. I felt like, who's going to want to employ this girl, you know? And I felt like I didn't have my cover letter or CV very well done. I just felt like I lost confidence in myself. I lost myself. I went off track. I went off the road.
Yeah. So step in your frenters.
Yeah.
Like superheroes. And there's a lovely heart to the programme. There's a lovely warmth to it.
Yeah.
Because, and you say, you're a pains to say over and over again, Claire, that you're not experts.
No. I think that's, I hope that that's what people will warm to. That we're just normal people like everyone else, that we're once in Laura's position, or that we're once in, you know, all the participants that we have now, six of them. We can see a lot of ourselves in each of them. And I think that's a kind of, it's a nice message, I think, that we all go through hard times. We all have, you know, a bump in the road that we need to get over. And
but you spoke to us about your alopecia, and that's quite a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, it's not, yeah, it wasn't a kidney transplant,
yeah,
but, you know, your hair is very important, and you made that quite clear.
Yeah.
And you'd lost it.
Yeah. And I think, like, once you're able to kind of tell your story or tell a part of your pain, it gets easier. Your pain starts to diminish then, and kind of the worry that you have about, like, Laura, like, I don't know where to start, I don't know how I'm going to get a job, all that kind of stuff, then, you know, you create this kind of anxiety around and an issue there, and most of us bury that a little bit. But what I think is incredibly brave with all the contestants, participants, is that they are able to come to a place where they know they need a little bit of help now.
Mm.
And that's a reassuring thing. And we all need that, you know. So I hope when people are watching at home that they see themselves in Laura. They see themselves in all the different people that we're helping, you know, and ourselves. Because we're not telling people what to do. We're not telling them this is going to work. It's from our own life experiences that we're pulling at kind of bits of knowledge.